Good morning, Kent. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. And this Saturday's the day. What's the time for the chili dinner?
Oh, man, we're so excited. 11 to 6, and we're making even more this year, so hopefully we don't run out like we did last year.
Well, I mean, hey, you guys, you know how to cook the chili down there. Who is the prime chili cooker at the Heron Fire Department?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it is definitely a team effort. The recipe comes from way back years ago, I believe, with retired Chief Lyndall Koryasko, and has kept going since. And it is definitely, it takes the whole department to make this thing happen.
It's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. You can get a ticket in advance at 942-6514. I'll put all this information up at z100fm.com, and we'll share it, and we'll do all that good stuff. But the main thing is this, the money that comes in through the chili dinner, Sean, where does that go to? What do you guys want to do with that?
Sure. The money raised supports our Learn Not to Burn fire prevention program. So we have programs, of course, that goes into the schools and assisted living facilities and all kinds of things like that. And the chili dinner solely supports that program.
Well, and the other thing I keep seeing is this robot. Tell me about the robot you got.
Oh, our new member, Freddie the Fire Truck, is solely, he was purchased with funds from the chili dinner. And boy, do the kids love him. So we're currently updating our fire prevention program. And with some of the grade levels, we actually have a firefighter that interacts with Freddie and the kids. And he talks to them and helps give the message. And man, the kids are just loving it. He's been a great addition to the Heron Fire Department, that's for sure.
You want to check it out this Saturday. The money that comes in through the chili dinner goes to help basically save lives. And fire prevention, education is such a great deal. Heron Fire Department, the big chili dinner this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Kent, the one other thing I want to mention is we do have carryouts available. So even if you have a busy day that day, come on in and we can do the carryouts for you.
That's the way to do it right there with the Heron Fire Department. Fire Chief Sean Pretty, thank you for your time, brother.
I appreciate you helping us get the word out, Kent.